Dan Clark, the Grafton Village Police Chief, joining us this morning.
Are you normally on the clock on the road this early in the morning?
I am. I start at 7.
And are you out there by yourself, or do you have other folks assisting as well?
Well, for the most part, during the day, I'm by myself. I have a couple Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have another officer work with me for 4 hours.
So. How long have you been with the force?
I've been with the force for 18 years.
And as chief?
2.5 years.
What made you decide this is the kind of career I want to pursue?
That's a tricky one, because it's one that I never thought I would pursue. And then I started out as an auxiliary with the sheriff's department, and a couple of my buddies decided to go to the academy and talk me into it, and here I am.
Are you from the Grafton area, or what brought you into this?
I grew up in Columbia Station, okay. So yes, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, not too far from here, kind of sort of a parallel community in a sense, kind of a very similar to that. One of the reasons we wanted to have you on is we also heard that Grafton got acknowledged as being one of, I guess, in the list, it was like number 8 and one of the safest,
smallest villages.
Yes. Tell me a little bit behind that, or where this survey come from, or...
I believe it comes from statistics of crimes that are, through the smaller towns as well as the large towns, and the Chronicle-Telegram put it out, so I'm not sure exactly what all they use,
okay.
But it's a great tribute to the village of Grafton, their residents, as well as the police department and the men and women I work with.
What are some of the things mainly that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis that you're called to respond to?
We average about 1,000 calls a month, which is kind of surprising for a village this small, but a lot of it is to assist other agencies, or we do a lot of building checks, residential checks, barking dogs, neighbor complaints.
I was looking on the website. There's a place where people could have a form filled out or would have submit something that if they need to have their residence checked or
correct.
Being, and what is that usually related to if they're on vacation?
If they're on vacation or going for the weekend or, even a day, they'll submit a form, ask us to check their residence, and we do that.
And with not only being this a smaller community, but also a smaller force, you probably know a lot of people on a first name basis or
yes.
A lot of, they know which car it is and they're very familiar with it.
Yes, yeah. Most of our calls, when we still had dispatcher, a lot of the calls said, we'd go over to Charlie's house because, he's having a problem with the neighbor. And, and when you were new on here, you're like, okay, well, who's Charlie?
Right.
But now 911 has taken over our dispatch. So, we're down to house numbers now.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, is it a problem in any way? Because you know so many people, they know you, there's a personal relationship there?
Not really. I mean, most of the residents in the police department, we have a good reputation and a good rapport with them. If they see something out of the ordinary in the neighborhood, they'll call us so we can respond to a suspicious person or a vehicle, which has probably helped us a great deal because there's a lot of times we can get there and, ID people and find out why they're there.
Obviously, you can't be everywhere, so that kind of input is crucial.
It is very important to us.
You mentioned being sort of very familiar with people. I have your name listed as Dan or Danny. What do people usually call you when they're
Either one.
Either, okay.
My given name's Danny, so I answered anything just about.
Or chief or whatever. I noticed on the patch, in Grafton's patch, it has the symbols related to Grafton, including a train cross.
Correct.
How does that impact what you need to do? Because there are many places here where trains could be going through, maybe impede you a little bit. Or...
The overpass has greatly helped us because if there's a train stopped on Main or if it's going through, at least we can go back around and go over the overpass now. So years ago, it hampered us quite a bit because you had no way to go.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do once
right.
a train's going through. You can try to find maybe another way or try to get
right.
beat it at a
you
different
crossing.
You go
back up Parsons and then Hollow and come all the way back around. So it's cut down response time quite a bit if there's a train stop.
And that's been there how many years now? That's
the overpass?
Yeah.
Probably 6, 7.
Okay. All right. A lot of different communities that have a lot of trains. I know North Ridgeville did a similar thing, too, related
right.
to that, too. So it's one of those things where... they realize the safety of that, especially with a community like this that's kind of growing.
Yes.
And as far as your duties, what is a sort of a typical day for you?
A typical day for me is to get in the morning and see what took place overnight, read reports, sign off on reports. If there's anything that's got to go to Alaria Muni, run and take it downtown and to the court system. And the rest of the day is pretty much running traffic, being in the residence, being a presence, being in the school zones during pickup and drop-offs, just the presence out there.
Yeah, I was coming in this morning, and the last time we did our spotlight in Grafton, I don't think we did it during a school year, if I'm not mistaken, because I came down 57, and with all the school traffic going on there, you see the kind of a different traffic pattern. Did that 57 construction hamper you guys in any way, or kind of create more issues for you, spending more time dealing with maybe...
Well, it did, but it was nothing that couldn't be worked through. I mean, yeah, any construction, you know, puts a hamper in what you're, where you're going or how you're going about your, you know, if there's an emergency call, you had to know where they were to make sure you didn't go down that block road and around. So, yeah, it hampered to a certain extent.
Yeah, but it's cleared up now that they're at least the first phase of what
yes.
they're doing over there. As well. What are some of the things that you like to do on your off time to keep...
I enjoy spending time with my wife, yard work, camping, motorcycle riding, and just tinkering around on things.
Okay. Any motorcycles within the forest at all?
No, not at this time. Yeah. We had them years ago, but we haven't had one in quite a while.
So looking at the history of this, there was at one point, there was a constable in Grafton. That was their police force. Back of that particular time. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, kind of starting your Monday out here as well. And we'll turn you loose and let you get back to getting through finding out what happened over the weekend and how your Monday is going to go. Appreciate your time this morning, Danny. Dan Clark, the Grafton Village Police Chief, joining us this morning. We'll have